everyone, welcome to episode 13 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host TK Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Going straight in, yet again, I did it a day late, I'm sorry, but hopefully you'll still be able to listen to this, and yeah. So this week, at the time of recording, there's only one bit of news, and it's all about Rivals Week, so today's episode will be quite short. So it says, Rivals Week brings rival Pokemon and competition, plus the uniform Lundarus is coming to 5-star raids. The article says, trainers, some legends arise from the power of friendship, while others arrive from fierce rivalries. The season of legend continues with Rivalry Week, an event celebrating rivalries between Pokemon. Skrelp and Clutch will be making the Pokemon Go debut, plus the uniform Lundarus will be appearing in 5-star raids for the first time. The date and time are Tuesday, April 13th at 10 a.m. to Sunday, April 18th at 8 p.m. local time. Featured include Skrelp and Clutch will be making the Pokemon Go debuts. They'll be appearing in the wild, raids, and in encounters after you complete field research tasks. The Inform Landorus will also be making its Pokemon Go debut. Encounter the Abundance Pokemon in 5-star raids and enjoy Rivalry Challenge in the Global Challenge Arena. All trainers around the world can work together to win raid battles and unlock a 2x catch Stardust bonus for the duration of the event. Pokemon known for their rivalries will be appearing more often in the world, such as Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, Makuhita, Metatite, Zangoose, Zviper, and more. Following Poke will be hatching from 5k eggs throughout the event. Machop, Tyrogue, Elekid, Magby, Makuhita, Meditite, Zangoose, and Zviper. Rivalries will continue in the raid as well. Pokemon like Nidoqueen, Nidoking, Zangoose, Zviper, and more will be appearing in raids. Enjoy event-exclusive field research tasks that will lead to encounters with rival Pokemon such as Skrelp and Clauncher as well. Sources tell us that Team Go Rocket will be taking over Pokestops more often. Their balloons will also be appearing more frequently. So that's the end of the news, but quickly going over it. Skrelp is the main thing I'm happy for because, like, when I collected Pokemon cards, that was one of my favourite Pokemon because, well, not my favourite, but it's a good Pokemon. I suppose it's kind of like seaweed, but then kind of like a dragon, but. Well, so this is. I can't show a picture of it, so imagine a seahorse mixed with seaweed mixed with a dragon. So, like, that's pretty much what it is. And then their evolution is like just a big version of it that looks more like a dragon. And then Clauncher is okay, but it's just pretty much a Krabby reskinned. So like that's a bit putting it down, but that's pretty much what it is. So that's into the new section. Now to go on to Megazone. Yep, now it's time for Megazone, and this week in Megazone we're going to be talking about Mega Pidgeot. So Mega Pidgeot is a normal and flying type Pokemon with a max DP of 4160, 280 attack, 195 defense, and 175 stamina, so it's a pretty bulky all-round Pokemon. It was originally found in the Kanto region, which is Gen 1, and Mega Pidgeot is vulnerable to electric, ice, rock type moves. Pidgeot is boosted by partly cloudy and windy weather, and Mega Pidgeot's best moves are Steel Wing and Brave Bird. So I'm going to go into that later, but that's just to like summing it all up. So it's a weakness to electric, ice, and rock, which all deal 160% damage. It's resistant to ghost, ground, bug, grass. So ghost and ground do 39.1% damage, and grass do 62.5% damage. So its best moveset is Steel Wing, Brave Bird, but then you can also have Gust and Brave Bird or Air Slash and Brave Bird. So those are the main ones, and for level 15 research encounters, the minimum CP is 1,511 and the max CP is 1,577. Level 20 is 2,015 or 2,102. Level 25, 2,519 to 2,628. Level 30 is 2,769 to 3,154. Level 35 is 2,920 and 3,417. So obviously it evolves from Pidgeotto to Pidgeot, and the shiny version of Mega Pidgeot is actually pretty good. So the normal one is like Pidgeot, but then it has some blue tip feathers and a long red thing at the don't really know what it's called, maybe some feathers or something. And the other one is kind of like a beige color with purple on the tips instead of blue. So it's a pretty good one all round. And the best counters for it is Rampardos, which is, the dinosaur one with Smackdown, Rock Slide, Zekrom, with Charge Beam and Wild Charge, and Therion Thunderous, which just came out with Volt Switch and Thunderbolt. Yes, that's pretty much Mega Pidgeot. All round is okay Pokemon, but isn't the best one. Well, best Mega. Yep, so that's the end of Mega Zone, and now it's time for Tip of the Week. And for this week, Tip of the Week is another time saver, but this time instead of catching Pokemon, it's going into the animation of catching Pokemon. It's pretty much the same thing, but just another thing. So normally when you tap a Pokemon, there's that animation where it comes in, it's like 2 seconds where it zooms in on the Pokemon. If you put it on AR mode, it actually skips the animation and you're automatically on it. So when you catch a Pokemon instead, put it on AR mode, then catch it. But then the next time, if you keep it on AR mode, it'll stay there. So there's like less than a second when it goes on. So it's a pretty quick way. And yeah, it's just pretty good. So that's the end of episode for this week. Please subscribe so you don't miss another episode. And also, if you have any spare time, you can do feedback. So you might get on the show. Obviously, it has to be Pokemon Go related. But hopefully, you'll be on the show. And if you have time, you can rate the podcast as well. It doesn't take anything. All you have to do is press a few buttons, maybe write a review. And yeah, so next week, I will get it on the right time, not a day late. I'm sorry yet again. That's the end of the episode. So goodbye from TK Muffin.